My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to another episode of the Inside United podcast. Today we have two students from ABC, and some of our ABC podcasts are the most interesting because people want to find out who these people are, what they think, and what they do. And we have with us today Brian Steyer and Vanessa Bean. And they are two students that I have gotten to really appreciate. I taught general epistles in the first semester and really enjoyed Brian sitting right in front of me almost all the time and Vanessa in the back and Vanessa having questions. So we have really appreciated them, and I thought they might be very interesting subjects for ABC. So welcome to Inside United.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I'd like to hear a little bit about yourself in your own words. Brian, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your story, about who you are. I have known your parents and grandparents, and I first met your grandfather in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, back in 1970s, the early 1970s. He was a baker, and at that time, I don't know if you weren't even born.
Yeah.
It's so interesting at ABC to talk to people, human beings that didn't exist at one time in our life, and to see them, you know, be able to carry on. But Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? Where do you live now?
Well, I'm from Dixon, Tennessee, and I'm 22 years old. I just turned 22 like 4 days ago.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah,
thank you. I really enjoy playing the bass guitar. That's one of my favorite hobbies. I have an associate's degree in electrical engineering from Nashville State Community College.
Vanessa, tell us a little bit about who you are. What's the story behind Vanessa?
I'm from Michigan, Grand Rapids congregation I attend. And I grew up in the church. I am 20 years old, and I've been waiting for a long time to come here to ABC and to get to understand the Bible more and everything. My hobbies are like art and reading. I enjoy those very much.
Okay, that's good. Well, Brian, you've had the associate degree, so you had gone through some education, and you got certified or degreed. And why did you decide to come to ABC?
It was always on my bucket list to go through community college first and then come to ABC just because I wanted to grow closer to God and learn more about His way and get further understanding in it. And it's been a very good experience so far, and it's mostly everything that I've expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at first going to treat this as kind of a gap year, but I didn't want to be doing nothing. Just doing nothing throughout that year. So this was a good way to spend that time.
Well, we were talking before the podcast. You found that there's no gap.
Yeah.
I mean, your time is filled up with lots of things besides class.
Yes, yeah.
In fact, I've been just looking over the curriculum again, just giving it thought. And when I went to Vassar College, you know, in Pasadena and in the United Kingdom, and we did about 15 to 18 units per week, which was hours per week. But you do a whole lot more than that. I mean, you almost do double that as far as the number of hours of classes per week. And then you have choir, and then you have, you know, events. Then you have weekend travel to different churches to sing. It's really a very, very full program. And you cram into 1 year, which probably took us 2 to 3 years at Ambassador College. So we really appreciate that. Vanessa, you said you've been wanting to come to ABC for a long time. Now, why did you want to come?
Well, ever since I was 16, going to the camps mainly Katubik, it's opened my mind up to more knowledge that I've been like wanting to have and to gain. This is like thirsting and hungering after the truth. So I was very set on like wanting to learn more and to grow in God's way of life. And it came across in my mind, but it's just like when I was looking through the Bible and studying and all that, I saw that there were some things that I'm lacking and I wanted to know more. And I got baptized in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I wanted even more. So mm-hmm. It's like coming here, I expected to gain so much knowledge mm-hmm. and understanding.
I know people want to come here to gain knowledge, but they find out that there's more to knowledge than knowledge.
Yes.
And people want to know the Bible. They want to know a succession of kings. Maybe not all, but they want to know just what the words mean. But you find out, as I have taught in class, that we want to know that. We want to know what the words mean. We want to know how they apply to the audience that they were written to, whether it be Jeremiah or whether it be James. We want to find out why did they say those things to the people they wrote. Thirdly, and most important, is that people need to learn to live those words. Those words have been spoken from God directly to make changes in our lives, to act on them, to live those words. And people, I'm sure that you find out, like going to the book of James, hey, there's just a lot of stuff here that's more than just information. It's about how to live, is how to treat one another. It's how to show respect. So, okay, when you came here, Brian, did you find it to be what you expected?
My experience here has been a lot better than what I thought it was going to be, and just experiencing what life is outside the class as well as within. Within the class, it's about what I expected there, but outside of class is more unexpected for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting to go to choir. I completely forgot that was a thing when I came here. And I wasn't expecting, you know, ABC Sabbath caught me by surprise. I was scared about that. But
now you had the sermonette, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I was there. I you know, actually put together really a good message.
Thank you.
So that's how we have discovered talent in the church, throwing them into the deep end of the pool.
But I've been finding that I feel as if my relationship with God has gotten a lot closer since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a more daily prayer and making it more of a habit than I used to, and it's been great.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Vanessa? Was ABC what you expected?
Yes and no. So I expected to be learning a lot of things here. But what I didn't expect is how much dedication it is required in it all. So when coming here, I learned a lot about choir and singing there and being able to present in front of people with speeches and stuff. But just to see how much there is in putting forth all of that is a lot. And I think it's a good thing. It builds our godly character more, to draw closer to God in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Brian, is there anything that really has been extra interesting this year?
Giving the sermonette was extra interesting for me because I've given a sermonette before, but I never had to put in so much prayer into something and so much effort into something. That took a while. And the interesting experience for that was I felt so much anxiety getting up on the stage, but as soon as I got behind the podium, it was all gone, and I just felt my mouth just moving and just kind of went with it.
What was the topic again?
It was on being inclusive.
Inclusive, that's right. That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a very interesting experience for me here.
Well, that was also very applicable, to bring people into your group and not exclude them, yeah.
Yes. And, I think that was probably one of the most memorable things that happened here. I also have to say, within the class, one of the most memorable things was seeing Dr. Dunkel smash a rock onto the ground and it's crashing into pieces everywhere on the stage. I wasn't really expecting that one.
It wasn't a real rock, was it?
It was a real rock.
It was?
Yeah.
check for damage.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was in the splash zone, so I don't know. I could have gotten hit, but I don't know.
That was pretty funny.
Does that demonstrate something from Jeremiah? Or
it was from Exodus when Moses grabbed the tablets and smashed it onto the ground.
Yeah.
Vanessa, can you tell us anything that's kind of been an incident of interest?
Well, for me, I think doing speeches and choir, like I said, it was a lot of dedication to that, to be very good at speaking in front of people, because I'm more of an introvert, so I'm kind of closed off, and it's not normal for me to just go out on a limb in there. So being able to speak in front of the class in speeches and then growing from that was amazing. I enjoyed that a lot. Mm-hmm. And then choir, choir. I was told I wasn't a very good singer once, and so I kept that for years. But coming here, I realized from growing with everyone that we might have our faults and everything, but growing together made us stronger, mm-hmm. and so that we can sing better. I am happy that there was like that chance to build that, so I can be able to praise God.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about choir is that it's more than just like joining this group to sing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole culture in of its own. You know, it's a thing that builds friendships because you get to know certain people in very special ways in choir, and then the travel and just you'll have relationships that you will remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
through ABC. Brian, where are you in the education phase of your life? You had mentioned that you had, this might be interesting for potential ABC students learning about where ABC fits in, because it fits right. in different ways for different people. For some, it's the place they go to for a year right after high school, which is not normally the case, but many cases it is. But for some, it's a place between undergraduate and graduate studies. Where are you in your life as far as your learning phase of your life?
So I completed high school and I went straight into college after that. And I think that was probably the best decision for me, because I would suppose that ABC for most students coming straight out of high school would actually be better, because it gets them a taste of what college would kind of be like.
Mm-hmm.
But comparing ABC college to normal college, I'm really happy I went to a college first before I came here, because I've found that time management is something that was very important to build coming here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good place to learn time management when going into a college, but I found it very valuable doing it the way I had.
Now, do you work also here?
Yes.
Okay.
I work in the kitchen as a kitchen assistant.
Oh, that's right. That's
and
right.
And I'm also taking extra hours in the mailroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So after ABC though, I don't know whether to go and get my bachelor's degree or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna see what I can do with my associates first before continuing mm-hmm. anymore.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Your options are open.
Yeah.
But you do want to continue education. How about you, Vanessa?
For me, I graduated high school in 2020, and I wanted a break from school for a bit, so like a year off. And after that, I was trying to plan for like college and everything, and it wasn't going as I'd hope. And I think that was a way of God leading me to ABC and helping me like to know where to go next. When coming here, yes, you need some time management for sure, but like I learned that in high school also,
mm-hmm.
that you need like how to balance out certain classes and all that, and how much stress it is and everything. So learning from high school and coming here helped me a lot in knowing how to balance things out and get that better understanding of ABC life.
About ABC and the curriculum, Brian, what are some of your favorite classes? Maybe you could tell us about what's been particularly interesting to you.
So Epistles of Paul have been very interesting for me. There's a lot of material in there that I didn't realize was there, and I'm really happy Mr. Myers has been bringing out a lot mm-hmm. from there. I really appreciate General Epistles. As well, that's probably the most written part of my Bible right now is all the general epistles.
There's a lot of very practical information there.
Yes, yeah.
And it's kind of good to know the general epistles before you know Paul's epistles is kind of a prerequisite.
Uh-huh. Right. And Book of Acts has mm-hmm. been incredibly interesting. Mm-hmm. Mr. McNeely does a great job. Mm-hmm. And Pentateuch. Pentateuch mm-hmm. was really cool.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Vanessa?
I have 4 classes that I like, but the main is Wisdom Literature from Mr. Urweiler
mm-hmm.
and Mr. McNeely's classes, Acts, Doctrines, and Daniel and Revelation. And then also General Epistles, Mr. Kubik. I enjoyed that class a lot. It helped me to look on my life mm-hmm. and how much, like, faith you have to have, and to rely on God and all that. And that's with every one of those other classes too, is like wisdom literature was an eye opener. I was like, oh wow, there's so much wisdom that I am lacking that I need. So having those classes in particular, and then learning about like Revelation right now and what's going to happen and all that was also an eye opener. So I really appreciate those classes.
Add in wisdom lit for me too. Uh-huh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know he's very, very thorough and right down the line. I enjoy his style of teaching, guys. Why should someone come to ABC? Maybe you can give us a little testimonial to people that may be just on the edge. What would be something that would really benefit them that year that they could get at ABC that they couldn't somewhere else?
I think it's a good experience to delve into the Bible more. And if you didn't understand much about what you believed in, coming here, it would solidify that a lot, I think, and would help direct them towards choosing a better path. Mm-hmm. And I think coming here to make good friends who are in the church is very important as well, and studying the exact same thing. I believe that having relationships here is very important.
Mm-hmm. You know what I found very interesting? My class was right after lunch, and a lot of times students were just talking about things for the class or from another class. They were discussing things among themselves, probably maybe because they didn't understand one point and they wanted to see what somebody else's viewpoint on it was and their take on it. So I enjoyed that interaction. Vanessa, why should someone come here to ABC from your point of view?
It helps you overcome your fears about certain things. It builds your character and in the way of the relationship you have with God. And it helps give you that better understanding of how God made life and that we are in need of his help. And so I feel like coming here, you won't regret it. It will make you see things in a whole new light that you haven't seen before, and it gives you that knowledge that you need.
Any final words?
Well, I would say that people should consider ABC and heavily consider that, because you know what we believe is part of us. We need to understand what it is mm-hmm. that drives us mm-hmm. and why we were born and why we strive to take this path. And I believe it's especially important to understand that. And I think it helps us with our relationships outside in the world as mm-hmm. well. So mm-hmm. I believe that this is a very good place to build your character and to understand who God is and why it is that we have his Bible and how to use it.
Well, this has just been really delightful being able to talk to the both of you. I've enjoyed you personally. I've enjoyed you as students. And we have really enjoyed this experience. Thank you for joining us on Inside United. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on social media to tell your friends about us. You can find us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcasting app. We post new episodes every Thursday. We'd love to hear from you. Please send your comments and questions to podcast@ucg.org. Have a great week. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.